Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa nā Tanahira Tokuingoa. This is your Wātea News. The National Party has again got a Māori leader for a few days. Shane Leti was put into the job until a leadership election next Tuesday after Judith Collins lost a no-confidence vote in an emergency caucus meeting this morning. It follows yesterday's dramatic demotion by Ms Collins of Tauranga MP and former leader Simon Bridges for comments he allegedly made 5 years ago to Waitaki MP Jackie Dean. Mr Bridges told media this afternoon he had not decided whether to stand again for the leadership. Others expected in the contest are Mark Mitchell and Christopher Luxon. Ms Collins was leader for 499 days. Dr Reti says the caucus had concerns about the way Ms Collins demoted Mr Bridges by press release. His job now was to shepherd the caucus through to the leadership decision. He says it's not the party's best day and they will now raise their eyes to the sky and get on with the work they were tasked to do. More than 700 workers at Countdown's distribution warehouses are on strike today after the supermarket chain lowballed their wage offer. First Union Transport and Logistics Secretary Jared Abbott says they're seeking an increase to keep up with the cost of living, which is running at about 4.9%. He says they've worked through the pandemic without a break, which the company has tried to use to its advantage.
They thought that workers wouldn't go on strike during the pandemic, and they've really lowballed these guys in wage negotiations. The company's had 2 years of record profits during the pandemic. Even this latest lockdown has meant a 7.5% increase in supermarket sales. And then they turn up to wage negotiations and offer these guys about half of what the cost of living has gone up in the last year.
Jared Abbott says Countdown would rather spend its 14% increase in profits to its Australian shareholders rather than share it with its largely Māori and Pacifica workforce. Papakura Marae is looking forward to a surge next week from the Waipareira vaccination teams. Chief Executive Tony Kake believes there is a turning of the tide as people realise they may be stuck in Auckland if they are not double vaccinated. They're still seeing a 90 to 120 people a day at the Marae's drive-through vaccination centre, but a lot in the Māori community still haven't had a first dose. The household-level data Waipareira has unlocked from the Health Ministry will allow the teams to identify unvaccinated Māori who the Marae hasn't been able to reach with the data available to Papakura's GP practices and its own health clinic.
And it is about going to the homes. It is about, you know, talking through the issues with the whānau, be it access, be it not enough gas, or just not a priority for them at the moment. We want to, you know, get to that level and have our kaimanaki out there having that korero with our doctors and so on.
Tony Kake says Papakura Marae's other major focus is ensuring people who are self-isolating have the support they need. And that is your Wātea News.